When I was an infant, I was baptized in a Presbyterian church. That made me Presbyterian. And when I was 13, I was confirmed into the United Church of Christ. That made me a Congregationalist. When I was 18, I left the church of my childhood, and I was a non-Christian because I said so. Then after 18 years of spiritual exploration outside of organized religion, I joined a Unitarian Universalist congregation. Signing the membership book made me a UU. Now, joining a religious community was a very big deal for me. I took it very seriously, and that's seriously with a capital S. I didn't just attend the considering membership events or flip through back issues of the UU World magazine. Oh no, I went to the public library and checked out a dense scholarly tome about Unitarian Universalist history. It was 2 volumes. And I didn't just read every page of it, I took notes and I studied them. I wasn't joining anything unless I really understood its origins, and the theological and sociological implications of its history, and was willing to sign on to that legacy. Now, that approach probably says more about me than it does about Unitarian Universalism. I'm the daughter of a theologian, the granddaughter of missionaries on both sides, so I am primed to treat religious identity as a very serious matter, among the thing that most centrally defines a person. And as an individual, I'm temperamentally inclined to over-intellectualize. I admit it. I'm probably not the only one here who fits that bill. And I also tend to be, I admit it, a recovering ideological purist. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. But in my drive to make sure that I wasn't signing on to something I didn't agree with, I was certainly manifesting those personal traits. I was also walking in the footsteps of our Unitarian forebears. Those great religious rationalists, after all, abandoned the doctrines that they could not accept intellectually, like the Trinity, and they rejected the very idea of a creed. Their humanist descendants have reminded us through the generations of the value of reason, critical inquiry, and questioning in our religious life. Many UUs, I imagine many of you, have been drawn to this faith because questions are welcomed here, because we don't have to check our brains at the door or affirm beliefs that we may not share. We're encouraged here to each find our own truths in light of individual reason and conscience. Many of us who left other religious traditions did so because we just couldn't accept some part of what we were taught we had to believe. We're the ones who come here to check it out and listen with our radar finely attuned to every word of the sermon and the hymns for things we don't agree with. In any case, back then, Unitarian Universalism passed my intellectual scrutiny. There were no mandatory beliefs that I disagreed with. But what drew me here wasn't a hunger of the mind, a search for the right ideas. It was a hunger of the heart and spirit for connection and deepening. I was looking for a church community because I wanted to be pursuing spiritual deepening in community, in active relationship with others. I knew I couldn't do that if there were beliefs that I disagreed with, that offended my reason. That's why I had left the Christian church. But I wasn't looking for a philosophical debating society. I wanted to counterbalance my overactive brain with sustenance for my heart and my soul. I craved worship, by which I mean the collective celebration and spiritually engaged exploration of that which we value most highly: justice, love, compassion. And I craved a community of people who were acting in the world on the basis of those values. I was seeking the experience of a heart transformed by love, and in that way, I was walking in the footsteps of our Universalist forebears. Those great religious radicals dared to declare that the saving power of love is available to everyone. And their spiritual descendants have reminded us, through the generations, that belief is nothing unless we give ourselves to love. I'm a Unitarian Universalist because my head and my heart come together here, and because I choose to come together here with you. Here in this or any UU congregation, I can share my ideas and learn from yours. Here I can share my joys and my sorrows and help you carry yours. Here I can join with others who, like me, are trying to live according to principles that affirm and promote both individual autonomy and interdependence. It's choosing this community, this religious movement, as we sometimes call it, that makes me a UU. Now, when I signed that membership book of the UU Community Church of South Sacramento, I became a member of that congregation. The sacrament of baptism and the confession of a creed had once made me a Christian, but it was signing a book that made me a UU. And we Unitarian Universalists, as individuals, join individual congregations. We do not join a national church. There is no national religious body for us. The Unitarian Universalist Association isn't a national church like the Presbyterian Church USA or the United Church of Christ, the denominations of my childhood. Rather, it's a free association of independent congregations. So technically, I was a UU to the extent that I was a member of UUCC. As most of you know, UUCC suspended operations in July. If my congregation no longer exists, am I still a Unitarian Universalist? Well, of course I am, because I say so, whether the UUA counts me or not. And that's because Unitarian Universalism long ago stopped being something I participate in and became part of who I understand myself to be. Now, there are folks who identify as UU, even though they're not affiliated with any brick-and-mortar congregation. There are those who were raised UU and have drifted. Some folks recognize us as kindred spirits but aren't really into the Sunday morning thing. Some took the quiz on BeliefNet, and even though they'd never heard of Unitarian Universalism, were told it was their match. Some folks join the Church of the Larger Fellowship, which is a real UU congregation, but that has no walls and that you can access online. In recognition that old models of congregational life aren't equally attractive to everyone who shares our values, the UUA in recent years has been trying to foster a dialogue about expanding the notion of congregation and offering more different kinds of opportunities for people who want to be with us to become involved. But for me, being a UU and being a member of a particular congregation were pretty much the same thing for about 18 years. I never really had to think about the distinction between membership in my home congregation and my identity as a UU. But when UUCC suspended operations, I lost my spiritual home. And that's a loss I am still grieving. I also lost that part of my identity that was invested in my role in that particular congregation, and I had no idea how heavily invested I was until it was over. Luckily for me, my sense of being a UU was never limited to that congregation, even though it started there. Over the years, I have visited other UU churches and fellowships, participated in UU justice ministry activities, attended district assembly and our national general assembly. And let me tell you, being in a crowd of 5,000 people, in a convention hall draped with colorful flaming chalice banners and rainbow flags, singing Blue Boat Home and feeling my voice join 5,000 others in that ocean of song, that, my friends, is a religious experience. And so is dancing, spiral dancing, with a small group of teenagers in the Redwoods. And so is sitting alone in silent meditation on retreat. And so is standing shoulder to shoulder with other justice seekers, supporting justice for immigrant families, or marriage equality, or rights and benefits for our homeless sisters and brothers. And for the past 18 years, when I've done those things, I've done them as a Unitarian Universalist. Along the way, as I've participated in congregational life and in the affairs of our association, my sense of personal identity as a UU has grown and deepened. I used to be ambivalent about claiming a religious identity at all. It seemed to me, and maybe you can relate, that those very words, religious identity, were freighted with things I didn't mean, and I didn't want anyone to take me to mean. You know, Orthodox things, theistic things, Christian things. But as a Unitarian Universalist, I am a person of faith. I'm a person whose faith tradition is non-creedal and pluralistic, a tradition that affirms the transformative power of love and seeks to bring compassion and justice to the world. And that faith is a central piece of who I am. Now, the whole psychological process of identity formation is fascinating to me, and it's mostly beyond the scope of my remarks this morning. But as I've reflected on what it means to me at this point in my life to be a Unitarian Universalist, I've also thought about those other pieces of my identity and how those pieces have changed and changed in relation to each other and shifted in their relative centrality to my sense of self over time. Some of that's been developmental. In my 20s, for example, as a newly independent adult, the most important things about my identity were my sexual orientation and my politics. What you needed to know about me was that I am a lesbian and a feminist. Actually, that was all one word, lesbian feminist, and everything else about me was secondary. Many years later, I am still a lesbian and I am still a feminist, but at various points in time, other identities have taken top billing. Recovering alcoholic, writer, advocate, lawyer, mother. If I were to do a self-identity shortlist right now, Unitarian Universalism would definitely be in the top tier, probably along with parenthood and career. So what about for you? If I asked you to give me a half dozen words that describe who you are, what's most important to who you are, what would you say? What matters enough to make your shortlist? Is it your gender identity? Your career? Your taste in music? Is it your race or cultural background? Your political opinions or your relationship status? What about religion or spirituality, if you prefer? Does being a UU make your list? There's no right or wrong answer, but I encourage you to ask yourself the question and then ask yourself why or why not. Do you have a religious identity? How important is it to who you are? And if the question is making you squirm, what's that about? I think that we tend to think of identity as an answer to the question, who am I? And so when people identify themselves with reference to a religious tradition, we generally take that to be a statement about the very centrality of religious belief. I am what I believe. It's a lot like to that bedrock principle of Western civilization, I think, therefore I am, right? Who am I? I am someone who believes in, fill in the blank, God, or the teachings of Jesus, or the Buddha, or the Prophet Muhammad. But I've noticed that when people say they're Unitarian Universalists, they often, too often in my personal opinion, mean it as a statement of non-belief. I am a person who doesn't believe in what most other people mean when they say God. I encourage us all to try a more positive approach. I am a Unitarian Universalist. I'm a person who believes in free spiritual inquiry, informed by individual reason but nurtured in community. I'm a person who believes in the transformative power of love to heal the human spirit and the broken world. Beliefs matter. We're not Unitarian Universalists by virtue of our belief about the nature of ultimate reality. Those are all over the place. But as UUs, we do share a belief in the importance of living our lives according to certain principles. Principles that include respect for the inherent worth and dignity of every person and for the interdependent web of which we're all a part. And if there's anyone here who is new to Unitarian Universalism, the principles that inform our faith are printed near the front of your hymnal. With that in mind, being UU, to me, is less about what I think and more about how I live. And more specifically, more importantly, with whom and for whom I live. Sure, beliefs matter, but what matters even more is belonging. The most important identity question, I think, turns out not to be who am I, but whose am I? And in the words of the great Rabbi Hillel the Elder, if I'm not for myself, what am I? If I am not for myself, who am I? If I am only for myself, what am I? So, another question, whose are you? Do you belong primarily to your nuclear family? To your friends? To those who self-identify the same way you do? To this society in here or that society out there? To something bigger? I'm a UU because I want to be living in community with people who are asking those questions. I'm a UU because I have found a sense of belonging here with people committed both to free thinking and to collective action. I'm a UU because this tradition teaches me that we do not need to think alike to love alike. I'm a UU because this faith tradition challenges me not to just rest in how comfortable it is here belonging with you guys who are a lot like me, but to answering the wider world's cry for love and justice, and to answer it with you. So for me, being UU is about both belief and belonging. But most importantly, I think it's about embracing and exploring that dynamic between belief and belonging, and between ideas and action, head and heart, individual and community. Our seven principles begin with individual dignity and end with interdependence. So our common religious life is like a dance between those poles. So who am I? Well, I guess I'm a dancer, at least metaphorically. To what do I belong? I choose to belong to that dance. To whom do I belong? Who will I dance with? Don't know. Will it be you? I haven't signed the membership book in this society. I'm thinking about it. It's a decision I take seriously. Seriously with a capital S. And in the meantime, while I ponder what that would mean to me, I'm grateful for the welcome that you have all extended to me and to my family, and to the other members of UUCC who have come here looking for a new church home. We have come, as you have come, bringing our questions, our struggles, our doubts, ideas, and longings. We've come with gifts of creativity and inspiration. And we have come, as others have come, as perhaps you have come, seeking the joy of being together. May we all find that joy here. Whoever we are, however we define ourselves, and may we carry its blessings out into the world. Amen.